When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to All About TRH, aka All About the Truth. On today's episode, we talk the latest from Beverly Hills and the Mother's Day brunch from hell on The Real Housewives of Miami. Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
Have you recovered?
From what?
Salt Lake City.
Oh, yeah, I have. I've been watching the scenes. Like those like little 30-second scenes, and I've been loving it.
I haven't rewatched yet, but I still want to do that.
The music, the dramatic music is just everything if you just pay attention to it.
So today, Tanisha, which she's involved in the account and also did Heather's hair, I think, she like posted videos of Monica actually stalking Jen Shah, like how she would wear disguises and things of that sort. And it's all just so crazy.
It really is. And then I think Monica posted
some receipts. You know,
yeah, some receipts. But like it really didn't prove anything other than the fact that there was, I think, more people involved.
Right.
But you still were obsessed with these girls.
Right. Yeah. You're still involved. It's still your account. There's just three people running it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and you were also behind the footage a lot of the times, you know, just kind of like psycho behavior. But I swear people are saying they want Monica to come back. And I'm just like, excuse me. I'm like, if this happened in Jersey, like people would be going crazy and boycotting. So it's like, I feel like a lot of people that are boycotting are saying, I want Monica back. And I'm like, or that would boycott are saying, I want Monica back. And I'm like, I get it. She did make it so good, but she also took it too far. And if she was more apologetic afterwards, I feel like I would be okay with her coming back.
Exactly. I think that's the thing. It's like she's not been apologetic at all. She hasn't been like cool about it. She's been scary.
Yeah, she's totally scare. Speaking of scary, guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we should address this.
So, I mean, we've gotten some pretty terrible reviews as of lately. I have mentioned multiple times that I am not invested in Beverly Hills this season. I think it's a terrible season. I'm bored watching it. And I think you guys are upset. Some of you, we've had people come out who are like loyal to us write really shitty reviews, and it's like you guys are just bringing us down, and that's not the way. Like, let's talk about it. That's not the way to be.
I think for me it was never my I recapped the episode, and it wasn't my intention to ever glaze over the situation of Dorit and Garcelle.
Yeah.
And at the time I said the word Dorit used was wrong, and we said that she was wrong, and like we just didn't like talk about it for 5 minutes because like we're not that invested right now in these episodes.
Right.
So I'm sorry if we didn't do more and we should have said more, but that was really like all I really had to say about that situation is that she shouldn't have said that word and that was it.
Yeah, like we totally get, I mean, we don't get because we're not in Garcelle's shoes at the end of the day, but she feels that way and it makes 100% sense. And I feel like Dorit isn't, you know, self-aware. And I think we've said that about Dorit quite a bit. So,
yeah. And we just react to what's happening.
Right. Like, we're not, you don't want us to be the voice. Like, we're not good people at that. Like, I don't know what the hell to say. But, yeah, that we got a lot of bad reviews about, like, us, like, glazing over the Garcelle stuff. What kind of upsets me is that I call everybody scary. What sucks is that I call everyone scary. Like, I call anyone you can think of scary. I've called Whitney from Salt Lake City scary. I've said Kyle scary. I've said Sutton scary.
We literally call Adriana scary. Adriana scary.
Adriana
so
from Miami. Every single person from New Jersey. Margaret. All that scary. The second I call Wendy scary, I am getting shitted on for calling Wendy scary, and then it's made into something that it's not. I'm not doing that because she is African American. I'm not calling her scary because of that. But then it's also a learning lesson where, you know, there are certain words, like Garcelle was saying on this episode, that you do need to be more aware and not say towards people. So I appreciate you guys saying something. Do I think you should write a 1-star review of a paragraph? I don't think you should listen to us. I really don't. And I take what you're saying, but I just don't think you should listen to us if you feel so to the point that you're going to go and try to knock our business down over something that I'm not even invested in, which is like Beverly Hills. And I'm like obsessed with NECA in Potomac. And because people are obsessed that we like, let's say a NECA, it's like, oh, well, you called Wendy scary. And I was like, okay, well, we've called everyone scary, but now we understand like what Garcelle was saying. I know it's not, you know, anyone's job to educate us, but okay, this is something we just have to be careful about. And also, this is also why we don't want to talk about it, because things like this can happen, and I don't want that to happen, and I don't want people to feel hurt by what we're saying if we're not saying enough. So that's why I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big moment, and like I think it'd be weird if we just ignored it, and we didn't ignore it. So like,
no,
I just I think that's, I don't know, I think people just wanted more, and maybe we could have talked more, but I don't know. I thought I said what I said. And like, again, like, we're not that invested in Beverly Hills. Like, even right. This episode, you guys, was just like terrible. And I'm bored from watching it, but we're still going to recap it.
Yeah. And I just hope that this isn't like what the season is. It's so boring to me. My husband was like, that was the episode. I was like, dude, right? Like, I don't even know what the hell. Like, I feel like the cast needs a big shakeup. I've said this. And this episode, it does start off with Denise. I had such high expectation for Denise, and I've said that multiple times. It was so disappointing watching her with Erica. We continue with the episode of, like, who's more profitable, Sammy or Denise? And honestly, Chantel, I felt like it's a fair question that I would want the answer to, because Denise is mad about something Erica did when we see that Denise also had said sexual things about her husband's PP while there were kids there and her kids' friends. And I feel like Bravo shouldn't have even given this life, because to me, Denise looks like an idiot. You know, she's then bringing up $20 million that was deposited in her account with Erica. And I'm like, we already had two whole seasons talking about this crap.
Yeah, if I was just Erica, I'd be so confused and be like, what are we fighting? Like, I want to be done fighting about this. And, you know, Erica did go low with the whole, like, saying, like, who's more profitable. But I think she was just like, you're coming at me in a weird way.
Yeah. They wanted Kyle to, like, because Denise leaves. They wanted Kyle to, and Erica leaves, Denise stays, and they wanted Kyle to say more, because Kyle was like, basically, like, kids are off limits or whatever. And then Kyle's like, why do you want me to say more when, like, you guys questioned me wearing a ring and saying that Mauricio might be cheating on me? And Garcelle is like, again, Chantel, Garcelle always does this in her confessional. Garcelle's like, I mean, it is weird about the ring thing, and I get it, because I do think it's weird for all of us, you know.
And at this point, when they did their confessionals, they probably knew so much more.
Right. Crystal says Erica was attacking people's kids. I don't see it that way. I don't know if you do, Chantel. I don't see it that way. Like, I really don't, especially with, like, Sammy literally being on OnlyFans at 18, getting, like, her boobies done, which is pretty normal, actually, because I feel like that's when people get their boobs done.
And she's on social media. So, like, when you're on there and, like, you're wanting everyone to comment, like, I think she probably even likes it. She's getting mentioned. Not going to lie.
She's on OnlyFans, dude. I know. She's probably like, hell yeah, I'm about to make so much money.
Yeah.
That's nice. Should we do it?
I don't think
We would get, like, $2. Like, you had Denise getting $7.
We say no to sponsors when it's, like, arousal.
I know. Literally. So true. Garcelle speaks with Sutton, and she says that she left Crystal's party in tears and that she couldn't believe that Dorit used the word attack, which Dorit should have never done. And Sutton was like, you know, I'm glad that you called her out about the privilege. And I think we're seeing more of Garcelle open up about her feelings, which is great.
Yeah, it was sad to me that she said that she cried to sleep and she woke up and she didn't feel any better. Like, no one wants to ever feel that way.
Yeah. So Kim visits Kyle, and Kyle was a little aggressive with Kim, I felt. So they talk about Whitney's wedding, which is Kim's daughter, and Kim wants everyone in a good place, but Kyle shut her out when she started talking about it, where Kim was like, Kyle was like, do you know all the details? Oh, no, you don't. So then we could talk about that another
day.
Well,
no, I mean, I disagree with you, because you know what? Like, that would annoy me if I was like one of the sisters that like they always like gang up on me, and like, you know, she knows right away that she's going to take Kathy's side for whatever reason, and like she has in the past, and like that would bother me.
Okay.
So it's like, don't come into my thing. And actually, Kyle was really nice. She gave her her hummingbird necklace to her. And the hummingbird necklace is a signification of her mom. So she was like being really sweet in the beginning of this conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you watching?
I don't know.
I think you're just annoyed with Kyle.
No, because I still love Kyle. Okay. And people actually get annoyed that I like Kyle. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't win. But Kyle is over Kathy. And I kind of get it. When you feel someone is so toxic, there's only so much you can take. And Kyle, at the end of the day, she does feel Kathy's toxic. I watched Kathy on Paris in Love. I texted Chantel yesterday because I go back to work tomorrow, by the way, Chantel. I'm so depressed. But I watched Paris in Love. I've been watching it. And Kathy does remind me of our mom, Chantel. Like, they have good intention, but she does make things about her at times, but I still like Kathy. So, but I could see why that would be annoying. You know, how old is Kyle? 50 years old? I don't even know how old she is, but like 50 years later, still dealing with that.
Yeah.
Side note, if you watch Paris in Love, I feel like Paris' life seems so depressing to me.
Why?
I don't know, Chantel. Like, I'm watching it and I'm like, your life is so depressing. Like, you have all this money.
Money is not like the, is not, no, does not 100%. Equate to happiness.
And I'm not like, she seems happy in her life, but her life seems so boring to me. Like, she has like this morning routine where she has her baby and she never stopped working, which good for her. You shouldn't stop working. But I do think in the beginning, not to be a Judge Judy, like, you should take off 6 months. Like, you don't need it. And if you're complaining about balance, like, you definitely don't need it. But it's like, it's so crazy how people live, Chantel, where in the mornings, like, she goes and she checks up on her son and she's like, okay, all is well, and like leaves it with a nanny. Am I jealous? Like, I don't know.
Probably.
Right. I'm like, am I jealous of this situation? But I feel like that's also where the bond is like in that beginning stage. Like, that's where like a baby needs you. That's why whenever like I think about going back to work, I'm always like so depressed about it, because I feel like that's what my baby really needs me. I don't want anyone else to watch my baby. And if you watch it, Chantel, like, there's a scene where she makes people drop their phones before they go into the baby's room. And her sister Nikki was like, I think it's kind of bizarre, because like, why do you have people in your house that you wouldn't trust? And Paris is like, I just don't want anyone to take a picture of my son. And it's like, Paris, you post your son on social media multiple times. No one cares. You're married to a guy who is not Brad Pitt. Like, nobody cares at all to see like your baby. Like, that's just how I looked at it. And she's just like lives a very depressing life where she's like, yeah, people just like, and I get it. She's gone through trauma and stuff and all that. But I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, I don't understand. You post your son all the time. I don't know. And you know, her, the guy that she's married to has another kid that he like refuses to have a relationship with.
I did not know that.
You didn't know Carter has another kid? She's like 10 years old.
No.
Yeah. And I'm sure the mom, I have read articles where I'm like, his ex is like kind of toxic. But I'm just like, I can't have any respect for someone who doesn't have a relationship. The daughter even went on the news and said, like, she really wants a relationship with her dad. Nothing ever happened from it. So it's like, ew, I just have the ick. I have the ick.
Oh, my God, that makes me so sad.
Right. Like, it doesn't – it's all, like, a lot to me watching him with this baby.
I'm very – I'm curious now. I need to watch it because I watched, like, the last season, so I need to see what you're, like, talking about.
I want to know if you would feel depressed, too. I feel like you would be, like, her life is – pretty I don't know, it's so weird, but please watch it, because like, I'm so curious, like, when you're cleaning your new house, like, you should watch it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys. What the hell just happened? See,
it's okay.
I'm like,
it's goes hand in hand.
Yeah, I'm like more, and you see a side of Kathy where you're like, ooh, you know. Kathy's gonna be livid, especially if you see her on Paris in Love this season. She really cares what people think. So when she sees what Kyle says, she's going to be livid, which is something Kyle has came out and said she's been nervous about with Kathy.
Yeah, because she has like this, like she kind of has like the temper.
Yeah.
And she tries to, she's controlling.
Right. Yeah, she's intense. I got emotional when Kim got emotional about her mom. Like, they love their mom so much. It reminds me of like the Kardashians with Kris Jenner. They're so ride or die for their mom. I feel like if their mom passed away early, she would have been like Kris Jenner for them.
I just think it's like, you know, so beautiful because like you really do only have sisters in life. And like that is a great message to always teach them. It's like you guys should always stick together. And
you
like the
only
way
just have sisters. I don't have a sister.
I'm saying like when you do have sisters.
I was like, what? No, you have that's me. But I'm just saying like, but I think like family, like no one's going to stick with you like your siblings.
Exactly.
Crystal's struggling with the other girls being so skinny and the brother resenting stuff. And
No, this was sad though. Like for Crystal to say that she can't concentrate on the ladies' words because she's like paying attention to their bodies, that's sad.
Yeah.
And like she needs help. Like she needs like I'm saying this genuinely. Like she needs help so that she doesn't have to be that way.
Right.
Because, like, who want, like, can you imagine? I can never imagine that.
I mean, I get, like, I see someone who has a really great body, and I'm like, oh, that's nice. Like, you know, I mean, I feel
like. Yeah, you pay attention, but you're not, like, now all of a sudden ignoring me talking because you're just, like, thinking about how you look that way and how you know, you're sad that you're not that way. Or, like, wow, she got skinny. How many pounds did she lose? Like, she's constantly thinking of it.
Right, yeah.
And okay. She struggled with an ED before.
A what?
An ED, eating disorder.
Why didn't you just say eating disorder?
Because people say ED nowadays.
Do they? Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I just learned something new from you. Thank you.
We get to the lunch with Dorit and Garcelle.
Oh, wow. Damn, she just hoed me, you guys. What was that?
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. Now that holiday buzz is behind us, it's a great time to focus on self-care, and that means taking care of your skin's appearance and its health too. OneSkin makes it easy with their science-backed approach to healthier skin. It's a treatment scientifically proven to target the root cause of skin aging. I was so excited when I got the bottle. I immediately began using it. I feel like my face looks tighter, and this is something that I'm going to continue and be consistent with. I just really love the texture and how the cream felt on my skin. I use it every morning and before I go to bed, under my eyes, and all over my face. In a third-party 12-week clinical study performed by a third-party research organization, OneSkin was clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier, improve skin health markers, and diminish visible signs of aging. Wrinkles were diminished in 87% of users. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code TRH at oneskin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code TRH. After you purchase, please tell them where you heard about it. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. New year, healthier skin. That's OneSkin. OneSkin in a pod.
We get to the lunch with Dorit and Garcelle, and it was so damn awkward. What did you feel about this? Like, when they first were like, should we order? I was dying.
I wrote that it was so awkward. So Dorit starts off by saying that she wants to make sure Garcelle is heard, so she wants Garcelle to have the floor. Garcelle wants Dorit to be more aware because Garcelle believes Dorit may have said that with bad intention. And Garcelle says that Dorit is being a Karen.
She said an unconscious Karen.
Yeah.
But Dorit was being so, I didn't even know what that meant. Like, what, like, you're just calling her like you know how Karens are Karens, but you're just,
yeah, but I feel
her,
like Karen isn't like a racist. Like, a Karen is just, it could be anything, you know,
like an like annoying
an extra,
like,
human
person.
Being who's so like, I'm gonna call annoying. The cops because like, yeah, you walked out your house and didn't say hi. Like, I feel like, I don't know,
but I couldn't take Dorit serious when she's like made it like it was like a dangerous for her to call her that.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think Dorit is racist. I think Dorit is unaware, and she needs to be more self-aware. In this day and age, you have to be more conscious of what you say. So, I mean, like, I don't think Dorit gets that.
And I do agree with Garcelle when, like, she says, like, this is, like, a problem with a lot of people, and me included. Like, she was on the defense right away, and, like, she just kept trying to defend herself. And was like, we all use that word, and, like, just blah, blah, blah. And, like, it's, like, we all really need to learn just to be like, okay, like, I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah. Is Dorit wearing a wig?
I don't think so. I think she dyed her hair and it's throwing us all off.
It looks like she has a wig on.
No, I don't think so. But I could be wrong.
Okay. Sorry. So I think Dorit made this about her, which like she shouldn't have. I think Garcelle getting mad about Dorit repeating her name. That's like, okay, calm down. It's getting a lot. But I mean, I support Garcelle where she's coming from. You know, Garcelle feels a certain way, and she has every right to feel that way. And it's like, Dorit, shut the hell up and just listen and be like, I get it. I hear you. I'm a jackass.
But, like, she doesn't. She, like, says that, like, I'm Jewish. And Garcelle's like, okay, I know. Oh, and she's like, but she was saying that, like, we should have some common ground for being marginalized. But I'm like, okay, Dorit, this is not the time.
One time I got pulled over, not to make this about me, and we were ice skating and I didn't have my license and Chantel was in the car and I asked Chantel, oh my God, I'm getting pulled over. I was like 16, 17. And I was
I know the story.
I was like, Chantel, you were there, sweetie.
I know.
It was like the first time I ever had to drive a roundabout. And I was like, Chantel, I was like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was like, please give me your ID. And you were like, no, bro. I was like, that was the first time I was like, no, man, she ain't a ride or die bitch. Like, she's not a ride or die at all. And so, and it was crazy because my dad had some supermarkets near downtown Detroit. So we like switched who drove because we stopped at my dad's supermarket for some freaking weird reason. And, I didn't have my license. And so the guy pulled me over and he got like backup. Like I was like this, like, I don't even know what the hell he thought I was. And yeah, he did make me feel like shit because he was like, what's your real name? And I was like, excuse me. And he's like, what's your real name? He's like, cause we can't find you in the system. And it was like literally his glitch. And I was like, I understand I don't have my ID, but I was like, bro, my real name's Roxanne.
No, you're not saying it right. Like he kept making it seem like you're an immigrant to this country. And like
he totally did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like the first like thing where I was like, okay. I was just like to him, he said, what's your real name? Like you have a different name, you just call yourself, like, what's your actual birth name? And I was like, what the fuck? And then he was like your Arab name. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, what? And me and my dad actually did go to the police station and report that after. Cause I was like, I was so young and I felt like shit after that because I mean, even though
Rex is not telling you everything, they took her to the back of the cop car. Like, they
They literally, like handcuffed me and everything.
Yeah, they handcuffed you for not having. This is actually crazy now that we think about it. And then, one of her friends tried to get on. They're like, get back in the car. And I'm like, what is happening here? Oh, my God,
that
here?
Was so stupid. Yeah, we're so sheltered and dumb, too. So we're like, what is this?
I mean,
like,
we were 17, 16.
My friend's a jackass, and she sees me get, like, they put handcuffs on me. And, like, she sees that, and she gets up, and they're like, what the fuck are you doing? Get back in the car. And I was like, what? And it was, like, in downtown Detroit. It was, like, ice skating, a very busy family place. And I was like, what just – we didn't even know what drinks and drugs were at that point. Like, we were super sheltered younger, I feel like.
Are you sure you didn't have a drink in the car?
Okay, first off, no, we would have really went to jail if that was the case.
I know.
But I feel like we started drinking when we were, like, 20. 21. Yeah, we really did. And I feel like I got high for the first time at, like, 22. So I don't know. I really didn't know that shit. But, yeah, that was a terrible experience. So I don't know. Did I just make it about me, like how Dorit did?
Okay. Yeah, you sure did.
No, sorry, guys. But, yeah, I was just trying to say, like, it is a shitty feeling. I don't know. Yeah. Let me stop talking because I'm so fucking scared right now. I'm not about to say anything anymore.
They basically end it. And Garcelle does say they were going to try to move forward and talk it out. So I think overall, a awkward but successful lunch.
Miami time. I'm happy with Miami. I'm happy when I talk about Miami. I feel good. My husband watches every show with me, but he hasn't watched Miami. And I was like, Jacob, because like me and him both rewatch every freaking season of everything. I was like, you need to just rewatch Miami, just like, or watch, he hasn't even watched it. I'm like, just watch the last three seasons. I am at my happy place when I speak about Miami. That's how great I think it is. But all right, so Miami time. So Alexia, it continues from Alexia and Marisol leaving the party, and Julia chases after them, and Julia knows what the hell is happening. Like, she can't even argue this because she was told information by Adriana that she knows that this is a setup. So it actually makes sense why they're reacting this way. She can't be like, why are you guys doing this? Come back. Like, she knows what the hell is happening.
Yeah, and she said before, like, she's not for it. Like, she doesn't want them to talk about the finances at this, like, at this thing.
Right.
But there was a lot happening outside.
I know, but I love that Gertie brought her sister-in-law. I thought that was so cute.
So nice.
I love that. Like,
but
that,
like, here she is bringing her in, trying to be all excited, and, like, you see all this fighting, and then you see, like, Lisa approaching with her damn, like, Toyota.
I know. Was it a Toyota?
Yeah.
I'm terrible with cars. And yeah,
$299.
Yeah, there's no way that was $299. I feel like,
no, I'm saying that's like what Gertie kept saying, like, how much a Toyota cost. More like $400 for that,
right? Especially right in this day and age. Like, no, they are like, they're taking at the world is taking advantage of us little people, okay? Because there's no way. I know my husband pays like freaking $600 for the ugliest Jeep ever, and I'm like, I can't believe you pay that much for that Jeep.
I still have a good car right now. I'm only paying $300 for a Blazer, but I'm going to get cracked, I think, when I go back.
You might have to, like, buy it. I had to buy my Yukon.
Wow.
Yeah, it's super annoying because I'm like, I want a new car. But anyways, the car I treat like shit with all my kids in there. My husband, like, every day has to get it cleaned and wants to kill me, so it's fine. Okay, so yeah, Adriana's reason for bringing Anna is such a joke because everyone was coming for Lisa. But of course, she is just like, Alexia came for Lisa. Alexia had so much to say. And it's like, girl, your BFF Julia had so much to say. So what now?
Yeah, no, 100%. And like, when I don't know if we're at the part where Adriana and Anna are in the car, but you can tell they're going to be so mad when they walk in and they don't see anyone there. And Adriana's like, laugh just bothers me so much.
Well, Lisa is upset about being questioned as a mother, and Julia's hardcore judging her. And, you know, she's like, I don't know why you came to my house that day when you were going through stuff but with Lenny. And Julia has no regrets for what she said. And Lisa's like, you don't even know where your daughter goes to school. I feel like Lisa is already so down. So being questioned from her friends of how she is as a mother when her ex is coming for her, for that, it would be tough on anyone because you'd expect your friends of all people not to go there because it proves Lenny's point, which is a point that he's reaching so hard to make.
Oh, 100%. And you know, she left that dinner like ruminating on like the words that they said. And she like was like, I am not taking this from them too.
Yeah.
She went ham.
Adriana and Anna come, and you can see Adriana is like, where the fuck is Alexia and Marisol? Where are they?
It. She was looking for it right away. She kept looking. Yeah. Like, this is how evil she is, you guys.
How do you guys not see it? How do you not see it? Like, oh, well, she's evil. Is this like a Monica situation where we're going to defend her because she's bringing it on the show? Like, this is like such a bad person.
No.
Yeah, she's like, she came there to be messy, and she's so disappointed, and she's such a miserable person. I hate it.
So I know I'd be so pissed if I was Nicole and like plan this like beautiful thing and like everyone kept like leaving, getting up. I was like, oh my God, this is a lot.
Because Anna likes, or I'm sorry, Adriana like set up Nicole too.
Yeah.
Anna approaches Lisa and is like, you know, I just want you to know I've been rooting for you. And it was obviously all very, very fake. There's no way Anna could have confronted this situation after walking in the way she did.
Well, that I feel like Adriana for sure was pissed because she's like, what? Just like, you know, we couldn't even do what we wanted to come do. So like, it was like, there was no point in bringing her in.
Right.
I mean, Larsa like says stuff too, which I was like shocked by, because she's been like low key a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I was too. I was like actually like agreeing with her.
But then like, why does, I know, I'm sorry if I'm jumping over, but like, why does Adriana bring up Kardashians all the time? It's like, that's the only thing you have on her. And it's like, you're clearly still jealous about it.
Oh my God. I miss that.
She goes, like, you would have been, oh, I can't do that. You guys get me out of my accent. I'm sorry.
What did she say?
Yeah. She basically was like, the last 10 years you've been up the Kardashians' ass or something.
Oh, she's like, so annoying. She's so jealous. Anna acting like she doesn't know why Alexia and Marisol would leave the event is probably the most, like, mind-boggling part. Larsa actually straight up asked, you know, why Adriana wouldn't tell everyone. And Adriana obviously came with bad intentions. We all know it. And Kiki's annoyed about it, too. And it's like, how dare you tell Kiki to leave because Kiki's calling you out for being a shitty person on bringing someone who has problems with these ladies. And Adriana's looking at Kiki like, it doesn't matter. Leave, leave. And it's like, first off, this isn't your party, friend of. Like, you know, and Kiki's like, okay, bye. I'm not scared. I'll leave. Everyone's leaving and it's all because of Adriana. And it's like so frustrating to watch.
I'm so happy Kiki did that.
Me too. Like, I thought that was the best thing. Yeah. If I were Alexia and Marisol, I wouldn't have come back, by the way. I would have not given Anna the satisfaction because we all know what Anna was doing. So it just makes her look dumb.
I know, but I'm sure they were pressured by production. And like they, yeah. like they said, they got some drinks in. They're like, let's go.
Nicole is like, Anna didn't even talk poorly of you guys yet. But it's like when everyone goes back and watches, they're going to be like, wow, Alexia and Marisol, they had every reason to feel this way.
100%. You know what I was dying about is like how they like ran into Anthony, Nicole's man. And it's like, why is he always on these like weird lunch dates?
Right. Okay. It's like weird. He was like on standby waiting for them or something.
I know. But I think it was like this like yacht club that they go to. But
oh, that's kind of cool.
He's rich, rich.
Apparently not. So I don't know.
Well, you don't think Anthony's rich?
Oh, Anthony.
Yeah, Nicole's man.
I always get Anthony and Todd switched up. Oh. Always, 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 always. That's another thing you guys have come for us is saying the wrong names. Like, damn, like, I have pregnancy blame in a brain right now, and I'm going to blame it all on that, okay? But Anthony, yeah, like, Anthony is so fucking rich. Like, Chantel, I want to work for Anthony.
I know, but I'm saying, like, it's just so funny how he's just, like, always, like, there. Like, oh.
Yeah, you know my ass would not be okay with that. I'd mm-hmm. be like, why are you going to the yacht club without me, bitch? Like, what the fuck? Like, that leaves a bad impression. And you can tell Anthony, like, low-key, like, be talking to everyone.
But, no, he seems like a good guy, like, for his family. Like,
yeah, he seems like a yeah. good family man and that if yeah. Nicole was to confront him, he'd, like, then leave.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I feel like
I
he would be
I
like.
I don't think so.
I feel like he'd be like, I'm loyal to you. I'm allowed to speak to people. And if you have a problem, you can leave.
Oh,
I 100%.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
He gives me like scare vibes where I'm like, you can't say shit to that man. So I don't know. I don't know. He scares me. But you know what? She's sad. She has those two little kids. I'm just kidding.
I'll be shutting my mouth.
Nicole's like, so yes, annoying, sir. Though. Sometimes she's like, who listens to a fucking podcast? I don't have time. And it's like, okay, you literally put it on when you're in the car. It's really not like that time consuming. I literally run all my errands with listening to a podcast.
Yeah, I actually think it helps. Like, it helps.
And we
us.
Have a big girl job just like you, sweetie. We have no nannies or any of that shit. Like, what? Uh-huh. You can totally do that. I don't know. Nicole bothered me.
Oh, you're triggered, huh?
Am I triggered today? I'm feeling I'm like jealous of like this whole nanny situation, to be quite honest.
I think with the night nanny, night nurse is where it's at. Oh. So, like, if you get to the level that you can just get a night nurse.
Which is the most expensive thing ever.
I know. But then you can just, like, wake up and then be there. But then you got a good night's sleep. Like, that
oh
is,
my
like.
Gosh. Yeah, because I, again, with Jack, I, like, totally had postpartum because this mother trucker woke up every 3 hours no matter what. And it's, like, putting yourself to sleep, back to sleep, was my problem. It's, like, getting up and then putting myself back to sleep. And my husband was a trooper, but I wasn't working. So I always like felt bad and he would help, but it's still like, it was still like he, I don't know, like maybe I just felt like I needed to do it. I don't know. But I was just like, oh my gosh, it was a lot. Well,
get ready.
Oh yeah. I'm telling you guys, ever since the sickness, I'm like, how the hell am I having a fourth? I swear to God, with all the kids and, you know, just that 2 week break with like the kids and you're like tomorrow I'm working and my girls are at home and I'm just so annoyed. You have no idea. Okay. But anyways, so Gertie leaves. I don't blame her. Nicole, again, she says Anna didn't come out here to drop a bomb, but that's exactly why she came. Adriana says she finds it all entertaining, which pisses me off even more.
100%. Like, I just, someone needs to get her.
Yeah, it was a shit show. It was a shit show. A lunch that was supposed to do
and
well,
Anna was
but
so shy and scared. So it was just like, this is what is happening.
Exactly. Because you run your mouth, Anna, and then now you're like facing these people and you're like, wait, okay, they're on to me. So this is kind of scary.
Yeah.
Gertie is off to her surgery and she's been through so much. It's also emotional. I'm just glad we now know that she got through it in a positive way, you know?
Oh my God, I was bawling when she started talking to her. When she started talking to her mom and dad, I don't know why that got me. I was so sad.
No, Chantel.
Yeah, because they're just like, you know, they're boaters like how our parents are, you know?
Yeah.
And like, it was just like, you can just tell. It's like, they probably don't show their emotions that much.
Right. So like, for them, this is like a time they're actually really scared for their yeah. child. Yeah.
And like she said, they lost a son already. And like, that's.
And their grandchildren.
Yeah.
I can't believe that, dude. I'm back on that TikTok thing where it's like all about little kids, like having cancer and all that stuff. I'm just like,
okay, let's not. Like, okay. Why would you do that to yourself?
I don't. It just like comes on my For You page. If I watch one, it's like creepy.
I have before.
It's not funny, but we how do you say it?
Oh yeah, I have before. I don't know. Isn't that their podcast name?
Yeah, yeah. You have to listen to it because Chantel, it reminds me of me and you. But Alexia pisses me off on that podcast because I feel like she's always calling out Marisol. Am I the Alexia in our podcast? Oh my gosh, I'm the Alexia. Wow. Yeah, I might be.
It's funny how they call each other bro, though. It's like, wow.
Yeah, they're like, okay, bro. My God, our like, I feel like our family gets so pissed when we say bro because they're like, shut up, you man. We're like, okay, maybe we shouldn't say that. I feel like we're better now. We don't say it like that. But they are always like, yeah, bro. But I swear, anything Marisol says, like Alexia tries to make it like Marisol just said something controversial and that pisses me off.
Oh
yeah, like I hate that. It's kind of like right now, I don't know if you guys saw, but Tom Sandoval did like a photo shoot with the tiger. I don't even know the details, but Lala Cat commented on it, was like, how dare he do this, I am appalled by my cast member. And it's like, I'm appalled by the situation too, but Lala, shut the hell up. I'm so sick of you like being the first one to say stuff when people do something. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but
she's just
Lala
doing it for attention. Yeah, she like wants
yeah.
it for
a, like, go like make a difference, my dude, and shut up.
Yeah, you could tell she just wants it more for like a financial aspect.
No, I'm just like, no, she just always has like something to say. And it's like, what are you doing to make things better? What do you do? What do you advocate for that you're actually like helping the world? Like, shut up. Lala's
oh, wow. She's gonna give you a list, huh?
I know, I swear. Okay, so anyways, Adriana comes to Julia's house and Julia lets Adriana know what happened with Marisol and Alexia prior. And Adriana's like, like, she's so evil, you guys. Something's wrong with her. And I respect Julia because she tells Adriana, you know, I get it. I get why Alexia and Marisol left, because there are certain people that I wouldn't want to walk in and see in a room. And you can tell Adriana is mad that Julia is questioning her, because Adriana does not F with anyone who tells her otherwise. This is very like our mom behavior, by the way, Chantel.
Yes. I think that's what she bothers me a lot. Like, she triggers me a lot. Yeah.
But it's like, no one can say anything to them. Like, they like turn it on you and like, look how you are the worst. You're not a good friend. I'm like, oh my God, you're not a good daughter. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. Adriana for sure triggers us.
Did you just yawn?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. We're almost done. I know it's 11. Adriana says Julia is acting like Marisol and Alexia, all because she's questioning her motives in a very respectful way. Adriana's exhausting. Just imagine being best friends with her. You can't tell that girl shit for shit. Like, she will come for you.
The reason that what bothers me the most about her too is that like in the car, she describes that like, or in her confessional, she's like, you know, Alexia came for Lisa's financial, so we're going to come for hers. But like, why are you're not involved in any of that.
Right.
And if you got mad that Alexia brought it up for Lisa, then why are you bringing up hers?
Exactly. It's so stupid. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. Adriana, ask if I'm okay.
It's fine. Keep going.
All right, Adriana leaves because Julia is playing devil's advocate. Adriana's literally also trying to press this whole thing on Nicole, where she's like, Nicole knew. Yeah, and Nicole knew. And it's like, you fucking biatch. Like, you're really about to, like, pin this on Nicole. This is how
I think that's what got Julia so much more mad. Yeah. Because she's like, no, don't do that to her.
But she's still trying to be careful.
Yeah. Well, because it's her friend.
Yeah. So we see Nicole's house. I love this. I love seeing it. Nicole being so extra with baby number two not having a tub. Why would each child need their own tub?
I didn't understand this.
I like literally, I will say my kids love their tub versus like a stand shower, but they go in it together. Like, it's not that serious at all.
Yeah,
it's
you just, can have one tub to take a shower in.
I want to work for Anthony. So, Anthony, if you're looking for someone who will be your bitch, like, here we are. It's like, you are super paid, and this is crazy. He is very, very successful. I wish the New Jersey guys were like the Miami guys. They'll ask about the event, but they'll just be like, yeah, it's crazy. They don't want to be involved. And I love 100%. That. Like, New Jersey guys, take notes. Like, be a man. Like, I feel like Anthony does come off very mannish because he does not want to talk or involve himself. Like, he doesn't want to, like, say anything because he feels like a loser if he does. And it's like, again, New Jersey guys, like, follow their lead. And these are like, and Anthony's such a successful guy, and he's not into like the BITCH stuff.
Yep.
I love that for them. I do. All right. Well, that's all we have, you guys. So we love you.
Yeah, we do. We for sure do.
Okay. What the fuck was that? I don't know if I should cut that out. That was so scary.
No, I'm saying we for sure love you guys.
28 more days until we go to Mexico. We are going to do some pre-recordings. So we will have some pre-recordings, especially on our Patreon for you guys. But yeah, Chantel is getting married. I need more outfits.
I tried on my wedding dress today. Like, I took it home, so that was exciting.
She had to do it by herself because she forgot when her appointment was. We were supposed to go to that, but she forgot her appointment. She found out literally 1 hour before that it was at 3 o'clock, and she was like, shit.
I had to run home. I had to go home. I had to get the shoes. I was like, okay, this isn't annoying.
Yeah. And thank you. She texted me. I'm a mess. You guys. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm not even cutting this off. I have no shame. She texted me and she was like, I'm so sick, you guys. I'm so over this. Like, it's been a month. But anyway, she texts me and she's like, do we still like this dress? I was like, wait, what? I was like, yeah, it's like beautiful. It's super classy. And like, I love Chantel's dress because it is like so class. It's probably something I would have worn. I don't know why I was like that basic bitch who wore something tight fitted. And I just like feel like I like the class vibe.
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like I've never been obsessed with my dress. So every time I try it on, I'm like, okay, do we even like this?
You have 2 dresses though.
I know.
Yeah. And Chantel's getting married in the church on January 27th.
Yes.
So, pictures. Yeah. So we are super, super excited. What are you wearing for that?
I showed you. It's like a really like, think like 1920s, like Dior vintage like suit. You don't even know what that means, but yeah, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Or no, think Carrie Bradshaw when she got married in the
court. I don't watch Sex and the City.
Oh, wow. You guys, she's bad.
I watch The Office and Parks and Rec. Okay, well,
think of The Office.
What? You don't want me to think of The Office. That is so scary. Oh, my God.
It's a suit. It really is a suit.
It's they like don't really wear that. The girls did not wear that.
Okay.
Well, that's all that we have for today. We love you guys. Thank you for listening to us. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, bye, guys.
Okay, wow. Bye, guys.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.